Any question?
Because I've only got like two pages.
I hope you remember what we were talking about. This is something I repeat. Please help me not to repeat this again. Who could tell me with one single word what was the subject we were talking about? One single word. Think about it. Remember whatever you can. You have the book, so you can just look it like that. And try to remember what was the last thing Rumi was talking about. I mean, it's the paragraph we are in the middle of. So, normally we should start from the middle of a conversation. What is the subject? One word.
Faith.
I don't think so.
We're talking about the camel, about the wisdom. There's certain kind of wisdom. Oh, that's more than one word.
And you define it in one word? Excuse me, I'm not a foreigner. One single term. What?
Can I try logic?
Logic is always the theme, because it's logical conversation. Any argument could be identified as attending to logic. No, we have one special stuff. Read the title of the paragraph you want to talk about. This is how it should work. You see, this is the technique. We are facing a challenge of a very drastic change in our mind. This is what it is. To change our mind, which is the animal inherent in me, to another kind of mind, which is not about me. It's about we, right? We are trying to do that, so we have a very long path to go. The part of the path we are in now is the knowledge, wisdom. What is this all about? So we talked about it, about different subjects. Right. The most recent subject we were talking about was a, let's say, relatively long story, and a very difficult one, because in a way opposite to that claim, it was, yes, logic, but it was talking about madness. The silly stuff, the anti-logic, that's what we're talking about. He said, there is a craziness. If you don't accept the craziness, I'm sorry for you. Oh, really? Because a lover is a crazy person. You should be crazy to fall in love, because you lose all the authorities and whatever animal wants and so on and so forth. For what? For something you don't know where it is coming from and what does it mean really. Because it doesn't have a meaning. It's above the meaning. It's pure feeling. That's what we are talking about, okay? At the end of that, Rumi started a paragraph that intentionally I cut it in half. To talk about it seriously today a little bit more. Because we didn't give way to what he was saying. That's why I expect you to give me that word that I did not give you. There was one word I did not use. I expect you to give it to me. Now, Rena, you were saying, what was that?
Well, I mean, for me, part of it is seeing, being able to see the camel.
Is this one word?
Seeing.
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 No.
We?
No. How about linguistic?
Mm-hmm.
What is linguistic? I'm a foreigner, you explain it to me. What is linguistic? You. No.
It's a form of communicating, isn't it? It has place to words, conveying an idea.
A better definition. Linguistic. What is linguistic? You, educated fellows, explain it to me.
Study of language.
Pertaining to language.
Linguistic is the newest understanding we have about how to read a text. These words, which is the beginning of the culture, is the beginning of this we, is not precise, is it? The most precise word is supposed to be the name, remember? Remember I told you name is one of the funniest stuff if you really want to know, because it fools you. Do you remember? The name, apple. I brought the apple in and I said, go and read it if you want. It's a good chapter of W.G. Space, The Philosophy of Hegel. We say, huh, you fool. When I say an apple, you think that you know what I'm talking about. But let me tell you, you know nothing really. When it comes to point, you know zilch. Imagine that you know I'm talking about an apple. I have an apple in mind. Do you know anything about its color? Its size, its taste, its smell. And without this information, what are you thinking about? What is that in your mind that has no dimension, no reality at all? It's just a scheme. That's the point. That's the first step towards what we have now. Nowadays, we understand the next step. We know that this is enigmatic. What we transform is not real data, or some vague images, and mainly sentimental. We wrap it in these words. That's why when the thing is a little bit more interesting only, you say, how should I say it? I cannot explain it. Yes, because these words are just some signs to be interpreted. So, interpretation of the text is our historical dilemma. Namely, with holy books. Holy books are poetic books written in a forgotten language. Now, we translate it, then we interpret that translation to, I don't know, Uber meaning, or something like that. Now we have linguistic, and Rumi is talking about that. He said, a text is written to be read by a specialist about the subject. If you are the best expert in another subject, you have no authorities here because you don't understand. For example, name one of the most educated, knowledgeable fellows you know. doing what? We don't know. Call it Jondo. What's his speciality?
He's a biochemist.
Bagaman.
Biochemist.
Bagaman. Okay, when it comes to mathematics, what's his authority? Zilch. That's how it is. We have a specialties. Now we see it clearly in our specialties. Before that, the people wouldn't see it, that we have different culture, different interpretation of language, different interpretation of everything. Because I have my feeling and I could never ever compare it to someone else to know that it's the same or a different. How could I know that your sadness is different than me? But what I see is you react differently. So you interpret that feeling, whatever it is, differently. Okay? So you should pay very special attention to the under layer of the meaning in a text. What is it? I believe I gave you a very easy way to do it. I said, when you have a text and you want to read it, remember, reading one time and a story is lovely for children. For a grown-up, once reading is never enough. The only exception is when you read something and you don't like it, you're not interested. If you're interested in it, first time, it's obvious what you do. You follow the story, and your mind is waiting for the story to come to an end. You're always wondering, what's going to happen? That excitement is taking you, and that's the pleasure part of it. And it's quite lovely. But to understand it is not enough. When it's finished, you know what the story is, right? Now, you should go one step back, further from the text. Do not pay your attention to the text. Pay attention to the style of it. Because, okay, now I know the story. Now my question is, how this story was written? You see, I followed a romantic story. I go back to see all the written part was romantic or he was playing game with it. How he expressed, because now I know the story. So my first question is, why? How is it written? How? For this book, first thing, you go back, what is the first thing you see? It's a poetic language. And it should tell you.